This is the 4501 Podcast, Episode 28, Confessions of a Daily Vlogger. Welcome to yet another episode of the 4501 Podcast. I am your host, Tony Florida, and this week I got full control of the microphone as we will be talking about my experience daily vlogging on YouTube. Now, for those of you who don't know, I had a daily vlog on YouTube for exactly 150 days last year in 2018. I uploaded my first vlog on July 9th. 2018, which was exactly 1 year ago since the release of this episode of the podcast. That episode then came out the next day on July 10th, and then every day after that for the next 150 days until December 7th, 2018, I had a new video uploaded ready to go for YouTube that usually depicted what I did the previous day. So these videos were all a little bit different from each other. Some of them are travel vlogs. Some of them were just me talking in front of the camera. Some of them were really short, like a couple minutes only. Some of them are really long, 10, close to 15 minutes. It just really depended on what I was doing the day before and how much information I wanted to share, I guess, with the audience at the time. So in this episode, I guess I just want to talk about my personal experience with daily vlogging, some of the challenges that I faced, some of the many, many lessons that I learned, and I guess some tips and suggestions for any of you guys who are ever so interested in daily vlogging, what you can do to get started today. So I guess a good place to start would be with just some of the challenges that I faced with daily vlogging, because, you know, doing something for this length of time in a row is not easy, no matter what you're talking about. So I just want you to think about what has been something that you set out to do for, you know, at least 30 days in a row. And at least for me, it's very hard to think about something that I do every single day. Even with like practicing for a sport like swimming or running, I would always have Saturday and Sunday off maybe. And other things like, I don't know, I can't even think of anything else that you would consistently do every single day. It's a rarity in my lifestyle, at least. I think like the only thing would be like sleeping, but that is not something challenging that you need to, you know, go out of your comfort zone to do. So I guess the point being, doing something every single day without breaks is a really hard thing to begin with. And not only that, but the fact that I was spending at least 3 hours per day editing. Well, I would say on average 3 hours per day editing. Some days was like 2 hours it would take me to edit. Some days was 4 or 5 hours. So I would say right around 3 hours. I was sitting down at the end of the day, probably 9, 10, 11, 12, 1 in the morning, trying to edit the video from that previous day and trying to make it publishable, something that I thought people would want to see the next day. So this required a great deal of discipline in order to accomplish something like this. And I'm not saying like what I did was a work of art or anything like that. I look back now on some of my first episodes, actually like my first 100 episodes are pretty terrible and pretty cringeworthy. And I don't know, I'm still proud of them because it's something that I've accomplished, something that I set out to do, something that you know, each video individually might be terrible, but there's definitely a clear progression about improvement from my first video to my 150th video. And now today I look at it as a hobby more so than anything. I don't daily vlog anymore. I still do occasionally vlog, especially when traveling. And all of that experience that I gained through those 150 days of vlogging in a row is something that I can use today in order to make vlogs that are so much better than they were back, you know, last year at this time. So with that being said, another struggle that I had to deal with and I made evident on the vlogs, a couple of the vlogs at least, were the fact that it was really tough to upload these vlogs every day, like practically, because especially when I was traveling, I would have really spotty Wi-Fi at these hostels and these Airbnbs that I was staying at. So one of the struggles, one of the struggles itself was just getting the vlog up to YouTube to publish. And there are days when I was having like an upload speed of less than a megabyte a second, and these files are somewhere around, you know, a couple gigabytes at least, and it would take 10, 12 hours for the damn video to upload to YouTube. So that was, in itself, like a hard thing to just get the video up and published. Another struggle that I found was balancing experiencing my environment, especially when travel vlogging, and documenting it or capturing it. So you probably experienced this before when you're even just taking pictures, when you're somewhere really beautiful. You want to experience that picturesque scene in the moment and like to be present there, but at the same time you want to capture it with your cell phone or your camera. And when you're adding a whole nother layer on top of that with vlogging, you really can detract away from your experience because you're so mentally focused on presentation. You want to make the best video for your viewers. You want to capture the perfect scene for your viewers, and that could take multiple takes and multiple retakes, and you're not really in the moment present in that experience. So that was something that I definitely struggle with. And when you are daily vlogging, you're definitely going to have a much different experience when you're traveling and vlogging than you would when you're just traveling. So it's definitely for the worse. I don't know if that's the right words to use. It's definitely something, let's just say it detracts from your experience when you're traveling and daily vlogging. So that's something that I don't really have a solution for, because if you are prioritizing your daily vlog or whatever it happens to be, then that is going to be your priority, not necessarily the experience itself. Okay, enough about that. One last thing that I struggled with was storytelling. So I consider myself an introvert, and to put myself out there in front of a camera every single day and come up with a something interesting to say on a daily basis was hard for me to do, because I'm not that good at it. And I still don't think I am good at it. One of the reasons I'm doing this podcast with Mark is because I want to practice talking and telling stories. And the more you do something, the better you are going to become at it. And with this weekly podcast, it's the same thing. By speaking into a microphone every week, I'm hopefully going to get better at speaking either in this monologue type of episode like we're doing today, or in a conversational episode like Mark and I typically do. But in any case, the more you practice, the better you're going to be at it. You know, there's that classic saying, practice makes perfect. So I guess over time, again, storytelling, I got a little bit better at that, but I still think there's much more room to improve. So I'm going to continue to work on that as well. So yeah, as you can see, there's definitely all these challenges that I had to face when daily vlogging. But at the same time, looking back now, I can go through some of these lessons that I've learned. And one of them, which is really a practical one, is I can edit videos much, much faster now than I used to be able to last year at this time. I remember the first vlog that I sat down to edit, it took me like 3 hours. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to take me 3 hours every day. But then I went to edit the next one, and I think it only took me like 2 hours and 45 minutes. And then the next day was like 2 hours and 15 minutes. So I was like, okay, I'm getting a little bit better. I'm learning how to do these things that are repetitive quicker. But at the same time, you get to a point where you would like, okay, I want to improve this. I want to learn this new skill in the software that I'm using. So you have to go do some research, watch some video tutorials about how to do something specific, like adding text to your videos. So that takes away like another 30 minutes. So you're back up to 2 hours, or you're back up to 3 hours. And there's a constant like back and forth between perfecting like your techniques with editing and learning new techniques. But now I feel like I'm at the point where I have a good tool bag of techniques that I know how to do without Googling, I could just go ahead and implement them in the software that I use. And I don't have to, you know, go out to the internet and relearn them every time. So when we're speaking of software, I started out using a software called Final Cut Pro, which is an Apple video editing software. I think I used that for, at least a couple of weeks in the beginning, maybe up to a month. And then I discovered this other software called DaVinci Resolve, which is an Australian camera company that also makes this video editing software. I think they bought it from another company at one point, but anyway, that's past the point. This software was free. I think their beta version of the software is free, and the Final Cut Pro was $300 or something like that. So I ended up switching over to DaVinci Resolve, learning that from scratch, maybe like 2 weeks to a month in of my daily vlog, and then continuing to use that every day until day 150. And to this day, I still use DaVinci Resolve. I really like it. I prefer it over Final Cut Pro. And, you know, you can have an endless battle with somebody about what's the best video editing software. But I honestly feel like they all accomplish the same purpose. You can get the same video out with both of these tools. So it's not really a matter of which one's better. It's just a matter of which one you're more comfortable with. I recommend DaVinci Resolve because it's free and it's super powerful and capable. But if you want a daily vlog, by all means, you can use Final Cut Pro, and I'll be more than happy. I think the most important thing is that the fact that you're vlogging, or daily vlogging for that matter. Now, like I talked about a little bit before, I had a fear of speaking in front of the camera, and I learned through practice, like we talked about, that it is not something that you should be uncomfortable with, even if you are shy, even if you are an introvert. The way I learned to look at it, and I'm not sure how I came to this conclusion, but it just maybe clicked for me one day that you're not necessarily talking to a camera. Okay, you are talking to a camera, but you shouldn't think that you're talking to a camera. Instead, you should think that you are speaking to somebody, directly to somebody. Like when you look into the lens of a camera, imagine somebody on the other side, or imagine your audience on the other side. Imagine that you're speaking to them, directly to them, and it makes it a whole lot easier to vlog. It takes out that awkwardness. And another thing I want to point out here is like doing this in public. There's two different ways to look at this. You can be in your room at home in front of a camera, and that's awkward by itself to just speak in front of the camera. But to be in public and speaking in front of the camera and having people look at you is a whole nother level. And that's something else that I guess I struggled with to begin with, was vlogging in public. I was super nervous, super shaky. Like my muscles would not cramp up, but they would get like, you know, nervous. And just because I had all these people looking at me. But again, I came to this realization at some point through my daily vlogging that these people who are looking at you aren't necessarily judging you. I mean, maybe some of them are, but for the most part, they're just human beings that are curious about what's this guy doing with this camera. And maybe, who knows, they are interested in what you're doing. So I think, like I said, one thing that I struggled with was this fear of people looking at you and judging you. But what helped, I guess, was the fact that they're really not judging you. They're just curious people. So that helped a lot. So one other thing that I learned here, and this took me a long time, actually, I didn't even learn this till after I was done daily vlogging, was the importance of not only just getting a video up to YouTube, but if you want people to see it, you have to put in some extra effort in order to, craft the video metadata in a way that people are going to be able to find. So if you don't know, when you upload a video to YouTube, you have a couple extra steps that you have to take care of before you hit that publish button. You have to give the video a title, you have to give it a description, and you have to add one or more tags to it. Actually, I think that last part is optional. Actually, I think the title is the only required part. The description and the tags are optional. But that being said, if you do want your video to get out in front of as many people as possible, you want to give it a really, really good title, one that is relevant and one that people would actually click on and care about. And you want to do the same thing with the description, not just write a couple words about your video. You want to give an accurate description of the video and what you're doing in it. And you want to tag it appropriately as well. So the tags are just like short, like word, one word, two word phrases, three words maybe, about different aspects of your video. So those are also critically important for when people type something into YouTube. That's going to allow YouTube to search through all of its videos and show yours in search results. And I guess the last thing about talking about like post video editing processing is thumbnails. Thumbnails are huge for YouTube because they're just as important as the title, I guess, maybe even a little bit more important. The thumbnail is one of the first things somebody's going to see when they're scrolling through their feed in YouTube or their search results in YouTube. If you don't have an attractive video thumbnail that is eye-catching and that somebody would want to click on, then you're probably not going to get a lot of people looking at your videos. And like I already explained up until this point, you spent not only all that time during the day recording the video, but you spent 3 hours editing it and then another hour struggling to get it uploaded. And then who knows, another half an hour writing the meta description, like the title and all that stuff, and making the thumbnail. You put in all this time, and if you don't like put the icing on the cake, I guess, then nobody's going to watch it. So I have plenty of videos out there where maybe like 10 people watched it or 50 people watched it, and it's like, it's not a waste, but it's just like, well, you know, nobody's ever going to watch that video, and I spent all that time making it. And honestly, I'm not complaining. I'm actually, at this point, I don't really want people to watch these embarrassing early videos where I'm really, really bad in front of the camera, and the video editing job is such a terrible thing, so that's okay. But now that I have this skill set where I can edit videos and I am slightly better at being in front of a camera, I do want people to watch my videos, so I am going to spend the extra time creating the thumbnail and the description and the title and all that stuff. So I guess if you look back, since a year ago, I'm a much more confident vlogger, I'm a much better video editor, and I'm a slightly better storyteller. And I truly believe that if I continue to make videos, not necessarily daily, I have no plans of doing a daily vlog anymore, but if I maybe make a video every week when I'm traveling, or a couple times a week when I'm traveling, I'm going to continue to get even better. And maybe a year from now, the videos that I consider good today are going to be relatively bad compared to the videos that I release 1 year from now. So I think, again, this brings us back to the point where practice makes perfect, and the more you practice something, the better you are going to get at it. And by practicing something every single day, you're going to get better at it quicker than you would practicing it 4 or 5 times a week. So the one other thing that I would say, if anybody's interested in daily vlogging, in just vlogging in general, or anything like podcasting, there's this quote that I actually had featured in one of my first videos for my daily vlog, which really inspired me. And the quote goes like this: if you want to be, do. Okay, it's a very simple quote. If you want to be, do. You can fill in the blanks. If you want to be a vlogger on YouTube, then start vlogging. If you want to be a podcaster, then start podcasting. You can read about vlogging and podcasting all you want till your eyes hurt on the internet. But until you pick up that video camera, or until you pick up that microphone and start recording, then you're not going to be ever able to be a vlogger or a podcaster or fill in the blank with whatever you want to do. So that is what I will leave you guys with. I want to thank you for listening to Mark and I's podcast here. If you have any questions, let us know. These show notes will be available at the4501podcast.com/28. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Hey, Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Please follow us on Twitter at the 451 Podcast to keep up with the latest news and events. If you have any suggestions for episodes or would like to contact us, shoot us an email at the451podcast@gmail.com.